to walk through that thing that you just like to do. So you're going to get this picture. And you're going to invite my brother. So I said, Jesus went home from there. Let me just talk over there for you. Where is it here? If you go read back to chapter 9, chapter 8, and verse 9, chapter 8, it goes in the land of the Gerasenes. And the next step in chapter 9 was when he went to his hometown. Do you remember who was in which town was Jesus' hometown? Yes, and the Hebrew is Capernaum. The town was Nahum. But what is we know is Capernaum, which is called Capernaum. That actually means the town of Nahum. He's coming from Capernaum, that was his town. So as Jesus went on from Capernaum, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at his house. Can I remind you about God's purpose quickly? Yeah, I know I spoke about this before. You remember about God's purpose. They were Levites. They were Gentiles people. They were people that were kept to the periphery. The people did not like them. Why? Number one, they worked for the Romans. Number two, they collected taxes for the Romans. Number three, they added their own taxes upon the taxes that the Romans did. And they added even more taxes upon that. So they stole from people. They robbed people. They took what wasn't theirs. People didn't like them. They were outcasts. They were not even allowed to go into the temple. Why? Because they stole themselves. They spoke bad things about people. Number one, religion. Religious people were taught when they saw a tax collector to spit at them, to show how much they were great. He could have found it like this. Wow, look at you. Good old tax collector. Why is he speaking to you? God, your mother must be so proud of you. Way to go, Matthew. Look at Matthew. I wish I was there to see Peter, Andrew, John, James, and a few of the other faces. Look at each other. If you called this guy to follow us, that means he said he's associated with you. And we're associated with Jesus. That means we're going to be associated with this tax collector too. We don't like that. We don't associate with these kind of people. You know what that means when a rabbi is a successful man? And the Greek is like the guy, which is the Greek word for the Hebrew rabbi, one of the rulers in the athletic. When a teacher calls someone, they say, please become part of my group. He says, come identify with me, and I would like to identify with you. He says, come and learn from me, so you and I can get into a relationship, and we can learn from each other. That's what Jesus says to your disciples, to the one on the outside, to the one that you don't talk to the one that you speak with, to the one that doesn't belong in the church. Jesus says, he did not say, Matthew, it might be possible for you to change my group if you do. Matthew, you might be able to join my group if you do. But if you don't, Matthew, I'm going to give you a little assignment, and I'm going to come back in 3 weeks and give you some. And at the end of the test, they're going to see if you can pick all the boxes. You'll be fine, and maybe then you can join me if you're keeping yourself with your probation. Just a few.
Giving the people faith,
about the health of the people, not the fact that you can see the balance of the whole world. Oh, look at them. Here's my body. Hey, look at you. You just call me sick. That's not so true. Yeah, you're sick. You're a type of sick. You know what you've got. Of course you're sick, Mark. And all the friends are looking around. Oh, yeah, they're all sick like flies. Because you're sick, of course you are. We all are. We've all missed them. We've all stumbled into each other. Because it's too many things. Because it's just you. Because it's just you. Because it's just you. Because it's just you. They went from it. Come, realize that I can get that sick. I'll take it away from you. Because you can do it. Because what do you think? Oh, church, what do you think all of us can feel about it? I could be wrong, even if I had messed up my life so badly that people are going to look at me and say, welcome to our church. Welcome to the church. Come belong to this church. Because you see, when I can start belonging, it's not about me. It's going to be about Jesus. Because once I sit and I start learning about Jesus and he calls me to a relationship, what's going to happen to me? Can I start changing? My behavior is going to start changing. And with God's grace, people will come not for the righteous, but for those who are broken, known who are broken, and look in the mirror, and those righteous stars just need to be made. Why is the reason why we have to give it to you? And we allow you to do this with your life. series of things. It is for the people that we can bring to the heart of it. So that it brings the best to the heart of it. And so that if the Lord be the day by day, it is to a friend. The blessing of God, the gift of our friends and colleagues, and the pleasure of the Spirit of God.